Restoring My Soul, Friday the 6th of June, Sons of God and Sons of Christ. It is important to recognize and appreciate that it is sons of God in mortality who are overcoming Satan and crushing his head. Celebrating this capacity, Paul wrote, "For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly." It is also important to understand that sons of God in mortality are not born from the fatherhood of Christ as the husband of the bride, the Church. Rather, they are born of God the Father by the Holy Spirit. Christ is firstly the seed of their sonship before he is their husband. The sons of Christ are brought forth in the coming age, identified in the Scriptures as the new heavens and earth. They are the fruit of the consummation of the union of Christ and his perfected bride, the members of whom have received their spiritual bodies on the day of resurrection. Even in the new heavens and new earth, the children brought forth from the consummation of Christ and his perfected bride are not the fruit of the seed from individual immortal plants in the image and likeness of God. The immortalized plant, symbolizing a spiritual man in the image and likeness of God, is a temple of the Holy Spirit. They have been fully established as a unique participant in the covenant fellowship of Yahweh. The fruit that they bear belongs to their participation as part of the New Jerusalem. This everlasting administration is the wife of the Lamb who has become the community of the man, Christ. The reference used in today's devotions is Romans chapter 16, verses 19 and 20. For further study, Revelation chapter 21.